This is John Costa from Citizen's Eye, and we're here at the Community News Cafe at the Coffee Republic, which we have every Tuesday from 9:30 to 10:30. And one of our old friends has popped in, not old in age, but as in old in wisdom. Leah Gold, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, John. How are you?
Very well. Well, I don't know. Maybe I need your services because you're a health trainer now for NHS Leicester City. So how long have you been doing that?
Okay, well, I've been in the post since October last year, so just for like coming up to 4 months now. Yeah.
And what does your role actually involve? Because it says here free one-to-one support to help improve your health and well-being.
That's right. Basically, what the health trainers do is that we work in the community in certain areas to help with health inequalities. So if there's anybody that'd like to make a lifestyle change that could improve their health and well-being, whether it be healthy eating, physical activity, giving up smoking or drinking more sensibly, we can actually offer one-to-one support with help with that. And what that involves is setting goals, identifying any barriers that could stop you from reaching those goals, you know, helping them to find the solutions for themselves. So they have to take the responsibility themselves, but we just support them with motivation and confidence, and basically they have, you know, the sessions to try and reach those goals.
Now, one of the things you just said to me then when we were chatting before we did this interview was the fact that the goals were SMART, you know, like sort of like specific, measurable, all those kind of things. I love all those acronyms and stuff. Yeah. But that's very much that it's not structured sessions, so it's not every Thursday 4 till 6. It's about people going off and sort of maybe just walking a bit further around the park, and then so it's 6 sessions rather than 6 weeks, so it could be like 3 months apart, anything
like
that.
Yeah, basically what it is it's very flexible. We come into the community, so say if you lived in Beaumont Leys, we could arrange to meet you in Beaumont Leys, maybe in a library, coffee shop, leisure centre, anywhere that was convenient for, you know, for the client. They would then, you know, identify what goal it is that they wanted to set for themselves. Maybe they do feel that they want, you know, some weight loss or get into physical activity, healthy eating. They would set the goal that's achievable for them. So it could be something as, like you said, as small as instead of driving to the shop, I'm gonna walk. I'm going to, you know, park further away and take a walk, you know. So we're not saying get into some kind of hardcore fitness class, but it's just, you know, taking those steps to get a little bit more physically active. You know, 10 minutes a day, 5 times a week is, you know, a really good way to, like, boost your activity and your health and well-being and everything. So
what I really like about this as well is the fact that when people come to us as well, they want to be, say, community reporters, or they want to volunteer, or they want to get involved in Skyride and stuff like that. There's always that barrier, I think, sometimes, that's, even if it's perceived and not real, that, you know, with age and, you know, levels of fitness, that they can't keep up, they can't do things and stuff like that. And this is really good because it allows people to be in control of what their program is. And it might be that they just get to the point where they could walk around an event like Riverside Festival, taking photographs and stuff like that. And sometimes the barrier to people doing the media they want to do with us, like, you know, taking photographs or filmmaking, is very much their fitness levels and stuff.
Yeah, I understand that totally. I mean, basically, everybody's different. Everyone will be at different levels of fitness, different levels of health. We're going really back to basics. It's, you know, kind of looking at, you know, as I said, doing something small just to improve your physical activity or your eating habits or giving up smoking. For instance, there's a lady who's been really successful with us who joined the health trainer service. She started off, basically she wasn't very well. She had kidney problems and she had hardly any strength. She started off with armchair exercises, and, you know, that was her goal to begin with, to be able to do exercise in a chair. Now, I'll tell you now, she's in her 50s as well, so age is not a barrier. She's actually running marathons for charity now, and that's, you know, through her own determination, setting her own goals, and just doing it step by step with the help and support of a health trainer to get her going. But then once she was going, that the sky was the limit for her. I mean,
how much do you find that people's eating habits or drinking habits or how they feel generally and healthy really affects people's confidence?
It does, because obviously, you know, if your eating habits are quite bad, you know, a lot of processed foods, high fat foods, things like that, that will lead to weight gain. Obviously, people, you know, you're putting on weight, there's the illnesses that go with that, diabetes, we've got quite a high rate in Leicester, you know, the heart disease, things like that. And also the fact that if you can't do things that, you know, that you should be able to do, it will affect your self-esteem, because you're going to lose your confidence, how you feel, how you look, things like that. So kind of, you know, taking responsibility for your health and taking those little steps, you start to feel good. So that's why we do the small goals, because each goal is an achievement for yourself. So the more you feel, the more you want to do. So we don't want to set people up to fail.
It sounds like you get a lot of personal satisfaction out of working with people as well.
Yeah, I do. I love working with people. I'm passionate about health and well-being. So that, you know, I really want people to be able to look at their health and see, feel empowered that they can do something about it, and not just have to, you know, take lots of tablets and things and get ill. You know, we can all kind of do something for our health and well-being.
But sometimes it's just the small things that are actually help the most, rather than big fancy fitness regimes and reflective jackets and fancy trainers.
It's always the small things. If you do like that kind of thing, that's fine. But for everyday people who may, you know, find it quite daunting to kind of try and make the lifestyle changes, because we understand it changes everything. Once you change that, there's also, you know, the things that you, your patterns of behavior might have to change. That can be quite scary, but the benefits are going to outweigh that, how you feel, you know, how you look. So yeah.
Okay, cool. And how do people get in touch with you?
Okay, so if you would like any help from the Health Training Service, you can just refer yourself. We've got a telephone number, which is 0116 2171 881. So basically, you can just give us a call, speak to somebody in the office. We'll just get your details from you, find out, you know, a little bit more about what you'd like to achieve, and then we'll get a health trainer assigned to you. Or even if you don't want the health trainer, we can send out information. We're like a bridge to the community. So any information on services that are in your area, we can help you with that as well.
So, that's brilliant. Thanks very much, Leah.
You're welcome. Thanks, John.